Okay, I'm going to look at Daniel chapter 2 again about the subject of prayer. Do you pray? When do you pray? Some said all the time? Off and on? Okay. Do you only pray when a crisis occurs or at all times? I've shared the story with you, I know, before about the deacon up at the church in Phil County. He told about an older gentleman in that church a few years before. They came out of church and they'd stand around and talk, and this one particular gentleman walked up to this other group of men. He said, "Man, I've been a Christian off and on for 40 years." Well, what is our prayer life like? Do we only pray in time of crisis, or do we pray all the time? What would be the benefit of praying all the time when a crisis came? What benefit would you see from that? Wouldn't you be better prepared for the crisis? Wouldn't you have better understanding as to why it's taking place? Well, we're going to look at praying in a time of crisis. And the opening verses of the second chapter of Daniel tells us that he was facing a great crisis at this time. And King Nebuchadnezzar had an amazing dream, verse 1 tells us that, which he couldn't remember what it was, so he summoned the magicians, the sorcerers, and all of those people, which included Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he wanted them to interpret his dream that he couldn't tell them because he had forgotten it. And so you see, kings were like that in those days. They were somewhat demanding. And the wise men, his wise men, his magicians and all of that,
all the magicians and all the people and all the people that he had recruited and taught them and like that, and for everybody included Daniel and the way he Hebrew children. For Daniel saw an interview with the king and promised that he would reveal the dream and its interpretation. We can look back at those 14 to 16 that we look at right here. And this crisis was one of many crises that Daniel took during his long and eventful ministry. But what did he do when he faced a crisis? When he prayed, and of course we will 2,500 plus years later in the history of the world, and that's what we could refer to in the Christ. And according to the Bible, we read about national crisis that takes place. But listen to it in 2 Chronicles 14, verse 1 and 12. And Nathan cried unto the Lord his God, and said, "Lord, there is nothing to do for him, whether with me or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against those that love thee. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee." So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Achan and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. It was a national crisis. And so they cried out to God. In this matter, we too face a national crisis. A lot of people don't speak to that, but in reality, it is a national crisis that we're on the border or in the midst of already. But there are religious crises. In Acts chapter 4, verse 22 through 31, we have the teaching of the early church here, not me. But you read it before, how that they were faced with a crisis, and they were threatened not to will preach more regarding the name of Jesus. What would it be like in this community here if the churches were threatened not to preach the gospel anymore? Well, obviously, we're not going to preach the gospel word at all, unfortunately. But what if all churches were shut down and threatened in that manner? And then there were domestic crises in Rebound Acts chapter 9, verse 46 through 43. And we have a message so similar to that today. And then each one of us have a personal crisis. We know that in Romans chapter 5, about Jesus being in need of his life, but his father, the mother, the church, and all of that, and the prayer and faith. So, we have the need of prayer in connection with our business, our loved ones, and all of that. So, are you right now facing a crisis? What do you do? Well, we can take it to the Lord in prayer. Be right now in prayer. Pray. Now look here in verse 14, verse 23. Let us pick up on how Daniel prayed in a time of crisis, and let us be schooled ourselves in this. Notice what he did, first of all. He set aside a time for prayer. That's the first thing. Daniel set aside a time for prayer. He got up and did this message. Why did Daniel actually keep him working? Well, because he wanted to pray. And he had a regular set of times for prayer. You can read that over in Daniel chapter 6 and 18. And he took a good thought for his reason. Daniel knew that the writing was going to be written without any window. Open in the same before Jerusalem. He dwelled upon the knee three times and then prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did before him. But now this need was for a special time of crisis and hurt. So he was taking time of prayer. Now he didn't call and tell his meeting. He didn't organize the people. He made it when he was facing the problem. He went to the Lord. And but I'm reminded in this being by that y'all remember how it sat on the wall? The files were there, working with them. And when Nehemiah was threatened by saying that he was by a rough tool there, he immediately voiced a few words to God. In prayer. I don't have time to learn that prayer. Some people do, but you know, that's a pretty different number. But, Lord, look at Peter. Lord, save us, we finish. Was that not a prayer? Did he do this? So, when Daniel was faced with this, he immediately went to prayer. So every time that we're faced with a trying moment, the very best thing we do is take it to the Lord in prayer. So the matter in division is for solution. But then the other thing he says, go to the place of prayer. Daniel, verse 17, says, return to his house, Father, because in this house there are place for prayer. A special place where the windows were open for Jerusalem. Well, Jesus was in a certain place of prayer. This is Mark 1:35. And in the morning, rise out of the bread and fire before the two were found, and we followed him to a solitary place and dined from him. Look at it in Luke 6:4. He sat in those days and went out into a mountain to pray, and he did them all night in prayer to God. Apostle Peter had a question. He was on the rooftop when the messenger chapters 2 through 4 years, and chapter 8 and a half, verse 9, on the law, if you run under a certain minute, if they even before 8 years time, you heard not in the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the peace. And remember the women, the God saying women of Philippi, that had in Acts chapter 6, that had a lot of prayer. And verse 13 says, on the Sabbath, they went out of the city by the riverside, with prayer, with want to be made, and sat down and slept no longer with the Lord in the center. So, do you have a place of prayer? Well, go to that place, like Daniel did, and you'll find that very, very beneficial. Third thing is to pray in prayer. This is what Daniel did. We could pray alone, but we have the authority for praying alone. When he heard out into the closet, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father and receive it. And the Father will receive it, and Christ will reward you over it. But you see these four young men here, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, on their knees, pleading with the Lord to hear and answer his prayer. Two of the original testimony, one thing, part of the Bible says, the Lord will hear, and he will address it. Well, Jesus gave us prayer thoughts and saying, you know, your prayer, this book will make you anything but that. He has said to you that two of you shall agree on earth, and this will be made that not one half of you shall be done. And in their parts of the Bible, we got the praise of the power of uniting corporate prayer. Verse 5, Peter was in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing by the church under God for him. So here is a unique situation for Christ's servant or Peter and for the early church. So here they were banded together for prayer. How do you know why we have church home church home right here? How do you pray? What happened in World War? I don't know the state words, but the church banded together to pray for the war effort for the faith. When you have soldiers, you don't read anything in the Bible about being commanded to do that, but that's why people, many years ago, thought it was needful, and it wasn't a situation. So, that was the subject, like-minded people, regarding prayer. Before that, those in verse 18, that there was definite prayer, being definite in prayer. It knows there is being prayed concerning this mystery. And we look at what we've been saying mostly, don't we? And look again at Acts chapter 12, verse 5, that those Christians were praying for one person, for Peter, who was in prison. And if you underline in the Bible all the occasions of recorded prayer, you'll notice how different these prayers were. For example, in the book of Judges, in verse 29, Gideon prayed for a man. It says, Gideon said unto God, let not thy measure be taken, and I will speak with this one, stepping through that slavery. But this was with the flesh. Let that big lie only upon the feet and on all the ground. Let that be thee. That was Deborah's prayer. Remember Deborah, the mother of Samuel? She prayed for a woman. Listen to this in 1 Samuel 1, verse 18. She went in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and walked sore. And he bowed down and the Lord hoped that thou wouldst you do look on the teaching of God's handmaid and remember them and not forget that you have made, but will give unto thy neighbor a name shall come, then I will give you unto the Lord all the days of his big life, and that shall no labor come upon his head. And the second is that he prayed for the Lord that he marked her mouth and hand and set in her heart on the lips too that are worth of her nerves. Therefore, do not sorrow, she will be gentle. What does that mean for day of Pentecost? When all the days are shut, they have any little symbol of God here. Yet Elijah, he prayed dead, that might not run. And his five sons, we said that in the study of the last chapter. So, what is your name? The host of that is dealt with a home situation, it is dealt with finances, whatever it might be. Pray for us and see that God is able to do better in the prayer. And then, people, watch your motive in prayer. Now, look at this in verse 15. That is in your importance, not being executed, they pray for that for the rest of the life on the battle. Well, were they praying that they just mind down their own skin saved? Lord, don't let us care for the others. Well, they understand the meaning of his prayer. Let's look at over in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36 and 37. And notice this particular there that he has the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah, the prophet, came in with him, said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things with thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me. And Moses, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that God has turned their heart back of it. They were praying that God would be glorified in this human experience through the actions of their prayers. And so we need to pray, but watch our motive in prayer. If we prayer with the wrong motive, will not prevail. James 4:3 says, when you ask for the downline, you ask for it, that you might be entered upon your own lust. The Holy Spirit is now speaking in verse 15. God says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and you shall glorify me. And that is what the motive in prayer, that God was it to get the glory in God. My Lord said, and whatsoever you shall ask of my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So we're told what to do, the true motive of prayer. But then, exercise faith in prayer. And many times, if I go on to the Lord, ask his father about who you believe in, not trusting that spirit. And, again, what I pray about, interdiction and prayer. But exercise faith in prayer. And this will say that Daniel had increased trust in God, that he could hear and answer prayer. And notice this in verse 18. He prayed for mercy from the God of heaven. He believed that God would hear and answer his prayer. Look at what's stated in verse 28. There is a God in heaven that reveals secrets and makes known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what thou doest and the number of days. While king and the people of thy world upon thy bed are this. So he knew and believed that God would answer, would hear, and answer his prayer. And he knew this in his heart before he made this statement with his lips. And, that one reason that our prayers are unanswered is because of our unbelief at times. Scripture, you don't really believe that God is with me or that God is able. James 1, verse 5, says, "Be ye like goods made for God, that it may all be liberal, and that brings not to the kitchen of the giving, but let living ask in faith, nothing wait for he that wavers, and not away to the sea, building with his own salt. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." But we may have faith, you know, faith is a gift, and therefore it is something that we can consider, something that we can Thank you.